Good morning. 00 hours. Partly cloudy. 83 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Partly cloudy. 80 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 82 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Partly cloudy. 81 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Partly cloudy. 80 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Partly cloudy. 79 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Partly cloudy. 79 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Sunny. 78 degrees.
Don't tell me what to do. KE8VSI from Dubsha 8FU. They have doubled with you there. Was that for me? Oh, yeah. I figured you'd be on the road by now. Oh, man. Everybody else is a little closer. I'm actually running up about 20 minutes early, too, so I'll be there for sure.
What are you guys doing today?
We are having breakfast, and then we're going to Phil's house, and we're going to help him fix his Step IR Urban Beam. And man, it looks kind of dark in the west.
Good morning, Dave. Don't see dark in the west from here. Check the weather. Looks like it's supposed to be hot and sunny all day. So, I don't know. We'll see. Okay, VSI, okay, go ahead.
Very cool. I'll be trying to get the puppy to go out. My puppy watch all day. But I'm going to back out of here because my voice is still my morning voice. So listen, AFAS. Over to Sean.
Okie dokie. Where are you at now, Greg? I'm just getting out of 75 at 12 Mile Road, so I'm about 24 minutes out, according to the GPS.
All right, very good. I am 15 minutes out, westbound, 59 at approaching Crook.
Roger. Well, unless BJ's has got a really, really short line, I can get in and out. I'm heading straight there. But sometimes at this hour, BJ's, at least the one by me, is pull right up. So if that's the case, I'm going to take advantage.
Yeah, for sure. I'm enjoying the minimal traffic. It's awesome. Just putzing along at the speed limit and enjoying the ride.
Oh yeah, BJ's has just pulled right up to the pump. No line at all. Gotta stop and top her off.
Alrighty, I ran out with the wife last night, dropped her off at Meijer while I went and topped off my tank, so I'm all fueled up. Talk to you shortly, KEA-BSI.
Alright, I'll be right back. I just pulled up to the pump here. W8 if you want. Okie dokie. Gassed up and ready to go.
Wow, that was quick. Did it hold 5 gallons?
I was just a needle's width under half, so didn't need that much, but yeah, I pulled right up and I forget what it took. I didn't pay attention.
All right, very good. Incoming to Pontiac at the end of the 59 Freeway.
You should probably switch over to Phil's machine at this point. Starting to get a little crusty.
Roger, Dodger, switched. Are we better? KD8VSI.
Man, I made a change on the repeater last night, and I forgot to reboot it. So, not hearing it.
Huh, okay, so I take it you're on it on the 2.5 now.
No, I'm on 2.6. I'm only at 14 and I-75. I'll switch over to the 2.5 in a few minutes.
Alrighty.
John out here. Steve doesn't have to leave for another few minutes, so don't necessarily think he's on the road yet.
Yep, roger that. Well, we will all converge sooner or later.
And if I could get my original sight back for this repeater, even if I just put a receiver there.
Yeah, I remember you told me once where that was, but I don't remember.
Top of the PNC building, 16 and I-75. I'm looking at my antenna right now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's definitely an outstanding sight.
Yeah, they just kind of went stupid with rent and everything, so... Like, it wasn't even reasonable, not even for a commercial entity that really needed it. So that's why there's very little up there. Almost nothing.
Yeah, it's too bad to have a prime site like that and price yourself out. But, well, what are you going to do?
You know, what I don't understand is, you know, wouldn't you rather have decades of a lower amount than decades of zero?
Yeah, that's business 101, but, I don't know. You never know what they're thinking is. It's just not that important to them, I guess.
Well, I would like to get at least a receiver out this way. And a little further, I think, something that would cover into that Pontiac-Waterford area. Yeah, I'm not looking to cover it phenomenally, but I'd like to at least have, you know, some talk in from there.
Yeah, it is one of the little weaker areas. It's still covered, though, but it could be better.
With Phil's machine back up and running well, it's less important. But there now, I'm more leaning towards a P25 receiver.
2 miles to exit 75.
So, 2 miles to my exit, and I'll be right on your path. How am I coming in? Am I coming in solid?
Sounded great.
I'm a mile behind you. I just entered the freeway. 88 of these.
My navigation went off right when you chimed in. Who was that, John?
I just entered the freeway. I'm a mile behind you. I'm 3 miles to that exit.
Roger, yeah, I'm just getting off at Square Lake right now. I missed the old left-hand exit.
It is a lot nicer looking, though, now, and it makes more sense. I mean, it fits their best practices, you know. That's left exits.
Alright, I just switched over to the west of Bloomfield, so let me know if I'm hacking.
Yes, ABP.
Oh, this guy. Seems like everyone's in transit. Good morning, Phil.
Yeah, I just got downstairs, just getting some stuff together. Yeah, I should be there in about 15 minutes or less.
Okie dokie, says 10 minutes for me. 7:52 a.m., so I'll be there early.
I think they open their doors too late.
Right. Yep. So it was like that last time we got together at that Scramblers. We said 9 o'clock, and that's when they opened. So they were not letting us in when we got there a little early.
Wasn't it that place in Birmingham?
before when we went to Toast. No, you got to the Scramblers right about on time. Murphy and I showed up early, and they wouldn't let us in.
You looked in the mirror late?
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't let you in either.
There's a
half a mile. Use the right three lanes to turn slightly right onto US 24 North, South Telegraph Road.
Don't tell me what to do. There's a meme on the internet. It's got a picture of a pattern in wood, and it looks a little bit like a sad pig, and the person writes, says, I see a sad pig. Somebody said, turn on your monitor. So where are you at, Murphy? Just pulling out of my driveway. Yuppers, that's why I waited till now to say anything, because you wouldn't be on the road for a bit. Yeah, I think 15 minutes is enough time. I don't know. It'll be close. If these people would get out of my way here, let me make my turn, I'd be much happier. There we go. You can do it. N8NM. I just realized I never programmed the new PL for Phil's machine in the radio. Oh, you. So which one are you on now? Hey, John, it doesn't really matter, but did you get the exact address to Phil's? I mean, we'll all be together at that point.
I have a place of breakfast, but I think I did see it on QRZ. This could be some pre-work as to how far it was from the breakfast place.
Yeah, it's just down the street, so not a big deal. Pretty sure I sent the address in a private text over to Greg, but we'll all be at the restaurant, so it doesn't really matter. It's just a mile back east or so. I'm just passing his street right now.
Who gave you permission to pass my street?
Ponies did.
Okay. I am just coming out of my street.
There's a Leo's right there on the corner, man.
The place is terrible.
Good thing we're not going there.
I was looking at the menu for this Tony's place. This guy must really love Munster. He's looking at every one of his sandwiches and dishes.
The Munster Mash.
Should be called Eddie's instead of Tony's.
Hey, I know this place. It's right next to the gun shop.
Sign says open. Maybe it can.
Good morning. 0800 hours. Sunny. 80 degrees.
Where's John? Did he take off with the nav?
One,
yeah.
Two.
Is that a tinted plate cover?
Good morning. 0900 hours. Sunny. 81 degrees. Good morning, 1000 hours. Sunny. 83 degrees.
WDAKLL.
Good morning, 1100 hours. Sunny. 86 degrees. Man, take my hat off because I'm sweating.
Air conditioning is my friend.
Yeah, my was sweating underneath my headband, my cap, and got in the car with the air, and I thought, ooh, pull the cap off. Get some of that. Get some.
Very good. Just came out of the bowl. I'm at the top of 59 and 53. I just tuned to the 2.6.
Roger. I think I'm going to take middle belt. No, wait. That's Woodrow Wilson. Okay. Up here. I'm going to take middle belt down the square leg. It's more scenic.
Yeah, good day for a drive. It's real nice out. Yeah, why not?
Although the Sylvan Wine Shop here on the corner of Middle Belt and Orchard Lake is pretty on point.
Are you looking for particular libations?
No, and that's why I'm not going to stop. I have no needs at this point. And, you know, nowadays, these days with Total Wine, yet another box store to get rid of the little guy. First it was hardware stores, Lowe's and Home Depot, and now they're doing it to liquor.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Don't do much... much of that sort of thing. Not a wine guy, not a fancy whiskey guy or anything like that. I drink my beer and my rum and what little of that I do anymore. None of that matters to me. But yeah, you're right. They are that Total Wine. They have, or they still have one by me, I think, at Lakeside. And yeah, they just kind of tromped on everybody.
I like to keep I like to keep a few things. I don't entertain or have exotic tastes. I like my Irish whiskey and occasionally a bourbon or a scotch if it's the right one. This one in particular I've been itching to get another bottle of. But for the most part, I'm really simple. And then when I buy a bottle, I don't need to buy another bottle for a long time. I stopped in my regular store that I go to, and he says, "Where you been? I haven't seen you." I go, "Yeah, it's just me." I go, "So it takes me a while to go through all them bottles." So, but I just keep a few things on hand, and I'm all golden. Although with the hot summer days coming, I'm going to have to probably get some decent gym, like a Tanqueray or something, and some tonic. Keep that around. I do like a good gin and tonic on a really hot day. That sounds like a really good thing to get today.
Yeah, that would be one of the more refreshing ways to go, for sure. And today's definitely one of those days. My car is reporting 91, so we've reached the 90s.
Are you guys all done? How'd it go?
Yep, all done. Went really well. There were no snags. And he was able to get everything back together and tightened up the opposite side and checked it, and everything was working beautifully.
All right. Sorry I was not able to help. Just heading back home after a quick Home Depot trip for parts for our project. So, anyhow, glad it worked out. Hi, Greg. Sorry to interrupt. I just turned the radio on.
Howdy, howdy. Yep, no Home Depot or hardware store runs needed. Phil had everything he needed, and like Sean said, it went very well.
Okie dokie. Well, I am just about back home, so I will let you guys converse. Glad it went well. T-A-P-P.
Okay, well, good luck on the project. Is it, how far do they expect to get? I don't think they're expecting to finish up today, right?
Probably pretty close. You know, just, remounting today, different anchors, and like, okay, yep, this is not what we thought it was going to be, so. Is that, and, the parts are all there, so if nothing else, it'll be, everything will be dry fit and mounted and maybe just not fully connected yet. That's kind of the plan, although I have a feeling it may be working by the end of the day.
Just one last thing, is there cabinetry associated with it, or is it being cut into existing? I didn't catch that from the picture.
Yeah, those brackets, there's a piece of granite slab with the counter, or the sink inset into it, so it's no cabinetry. It was intended to be pretty low profile, pretty simple. It just got bigger than expected, anyhow. All right, I'll let you go. I'm pulling up here, KABB.
All right, well, bigger is always better. Greg?
I was going to say, too, if you want to stop by and look, you're welcome to do so. It's just a project. All right, KABB, Greg.
Good luck with it. Hope that goes as smooth as ours did. KABSI, eastbound, 23 miles.
Yeah, that wasn't a bad idea. I would have been just leaving, but I'm already past Telegraph on Square Lake, so it's like, do I want to double back? I want to get home. Hey, John, you got anything hooked up?
I do have it hooked up, yeah. I think it gas. Does gas go up because of this Iran thing or whatever? It's like $3.40 a gallon over here.
First of all, your audio is fine, so I don't know what's going on right now, but no problemo. And yeah, I noticed that too. I went to BJ's this morning. It was like $3. I'm like, wow. So I think that's probably it.
I paid $325 at Meijer yesterday, which was a jump, but I don't think the activity's happened yet, so I think it was just a normal ebb and flow of summertime. But maybe today it might have been a little more. I don't know.
I was planning on getting it, planning going to breakfast yesterday and getting it down in that vicinity because it's usually 20 cents cheaper than Troy, but woke up late and didn't end up going. So got it over here, only 10 miles empty.
Oh, that's so weird, that last transmission. Are you doing something different from the previous?
Nothing different.
All right, weird. Okay, fine. It's just quieter than the first time. The first time was louder. But still, you're okay. You might be a little down from Greg, but you're right in there.
Driving by the Kroger fuel, 329.
I'm curious if there's like a short in the mic cable or something, like in the RJ45, like if it's like the pins are a little loose or something, as the mic gets extended, it breaks or something.
349. Yeah, so the shell here, so it looks like it's up in the threes, close to 350 with no discounts. But, yeah, you know, that would cause it to just go quieter because it's clean, you know. If it were crackly or like really down, you know, or gone, I might think something like that, but it's just a little quieter. Like that last one seemed to me to be back up, so I'm probably just hallucinating. Like Eloise, right, Steve?
You never had any problems when you had this radio, Greg, with the N7500?
No. I think Bluetooth-wise, when I was at home, I would, just to get further away from my office, I would Bluetooth to an Android device in between, which you're not supposed to do. Then I would have troubles. But when I Bluetooth directly to it, it was, never really had any problems. And then, of course, with the cable mic, and I had an extender on that, too. No, never really had any problems.
Yeah, I wouldn't, you know, based on the his performance here this morning, I wouldn't dick with it. I think it's fine. I mean, is it, you know, if we're nitpicking, you know, that's one thing, but I don't think you got to do anything with it. It's fine.
I feel like if you ask for a specific report, I would say it's a little light, but no, it is completely fine and useful. Pulling into the garage, KEA-VSI.
Something that sucks with it is I have the mic game set to high, so like this is as loud as it goes. So even if it is a bit light, it's not like I can do anything with it, you know? This is kind of like, I wish that it was like a bit loud and I go to or something, but...
All right, Greg, we'll talk to you in a bit. So I just switched over to 2.6. And I think what I might have heard earlier where I said you were a little quiet at first, I get the 2.6 is, I adjusted the audio on it last night because it was too pinched up, and I forgot to reboot, so I never applied my settings, and I think that's what I'm hearing. I think that radio is not playing well with the audio settings on the 2.6, because if I switch over to 2.5, you're significantly better, so it could be just that. And I just forgot to reboot the 2.6 after playing around with it. Oops.
Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Sunny. 87 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Sunny. 90 degrees.
KF8DRC from WD8KLL. KF8DRC from WD8KLL. WD8KLL clear.
Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Mostly sunny. 92 degrees.
Hello, this is Whiskey 8 Victor India Juliet calling. W8DIJ calling on Echolink. And bye for any calls.
Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Mostly sunny. 92 degrees. The National Weather Service has cleared all products for our area. Updated weather. Heat advisory. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Sunny. 94 degrees.
Oscar November, got you in there, man. It's a little light for me, but readable.
Yeah, I'd say light is more readable here.
You Bravo 8, now bring Yankees.
The station and ending in Alpha Yankee again, over.
Kilo Bravo 8. Alpha Yankee, Steve.
Kilo Bravo 8, Alpha Yankee, roger. This is Kilo Delta 8, Romeo Hotel Bravo. Taking pre-net check-ins for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service 4-net. Please call. Romeo Hotel Bravo radio check. Roger, you are loud and clear, over. Got you on the roster. You are loud and clear.
Yeah, you're loud and clear also.
WB8 Alpha X-ray Bravo.
WT8XB, you are loud and clear.
Kilo Echo 8, Whiskey Sierra Hotel.
Station calling, station over.
Kilo Echo 8, Whiskey Sierra Hotel, Bill, Portland.
Alright, Kilo Echo 8 station again.
Kilo Echo 8, Whiskey Sierra Hotel.
Kilo Echo 8, Whiskey Sierra Hotel. Roger, I got you on the roster. Thank you.
Whiskey 8, Charlie Oscar Papa.
Roger, you are good readable.
You're also good readable. Kilo 8, Kilo 8.
This is Kilo Delta 8, Romeo Hotel Bravo, taking pre-net check-ins for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Portnet. Please call. Kilo Delta 8, Romeo Hotel Bravo, net control station for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. This net meets every Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time on or near a frequency of 3936 kHz. Our alternate frequencies are 5346.5 and 7.232 kHz. These are the designated Michigan emergency frequencies. This net is also available via VHF and UHF links repeaters courtesy of the Central Michigan Emergency Network. If you receive the net on VHF and UHF, you are also invited to check in and participate. There is also, this net is also available on EchoLink, but will be received only. The purpose of this net is to provide a weekly statewide exchange of information and ideas concerning Oxcom in Michigan, including ARIES, NTS, and Skylark. All radio amateurs with a sincere interest in supporting public safety are invited to be encouraged to take part in this net.
SWR. Good luck, the band just died. Oh, man. Down there in the mud, but because of the heat, or just the summertime. Controls hearing us. Was it a band guide? Right. I just heard Brett in there, but yeah, he was fairly copyable, so see what he says, I guess. Sunday night at 5 o'clock, so that's why you're hearing what you're hearing at HF. There's no squelch, so you just gotta be patient and see what we're gonna do here. Keely at SWR. WR.
Whiskey Charlie Oscar Papa, yeah, this is Kilo Delta Romeo Hotel Bravo. Will you put out a net call and see how many bugs can copy? call in at. Thanks, everyone, for checking in. There's 10 of us that checked in. Everyone be safe and enjoy your upcoming week, and we'll try again next week. This is KDRHB.
Copy. You're closing the net. If you copy, Brett. Copy. You're closing the net. Give me an SW. Thanks for trying, Mike. Give me an SW.
Is there just crap or what? KB8OOE.
Shocked me.
KB8OOE mobile.
So waiting to work. Give me the SWR.
Whiskey, Alpha Victor Papa. I'm monitoring.
Good evening, 1800 hours, sunny, 93 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours, sunny, 94 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours, sunny, 90 degrees.
Station, any station, this is Kilo. Check. On the repeater, any station on the repeater, this is Kilo. N0 UET, Kilo Echo 8, Mike Yankee, November, I think I found it. Yeah, considering I can hear my... N0 UET, Kilo Echo 8, Mike Yankee, November. N0 UET, this is Kilo Echo 8, Mike Yankee, November.
Good evening, 21 hours. Sunny. 87 degrees.
Let me switch to a different repeater. KF8DIC.
Good evening, 22 hours, clear, 84 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours, clear, 84 degrees.